Now back to the East Coast. New Yorkers love their dogs. The proliferation of public dog runs, grooming centers, and dog sitters and walkers in recent years point to the lengths Manhattanites will go to keep their energetic canines despite living in apartments. That determination supports a dog service industry in which people like our next two guests, both professional dog walkers, can make a good living. While a walk in Central Park is lovely, Leland Allen and Jennifer Jill Bowen.
Bowen
have discovered that many of their clients would bite at the chance to let their dogs off the leash for a weekend to run around unconfined, sniff out critters, breathe fresh air. You know, a vacation for dogs. Leland Allen and Jennifer Jill Bowen are both partners in Manhattan-based business called Northward Hound. They take as many as 7 city dogs at a time on excursions to their native New Hampshire. And they're here in our studio to tell us about what they call a fresh air fund, but for dogs. Leland, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer, Jill, great to have you.
Thank you.
Well, two girls from Hopkinton, was it?
Yes.
Yes. Same small town in New Hampshire, moved to New York 5 years apart to pursue their dream of acting. And both of you end up becoming dog walkers. How did the two of you connect? And how did you explain your identical career paths?
Well, we actually both moved, as you said, 5 years apart from one another, and we both started walking dogs with our own businesses, and we ended up in a little dog park, actually, with our own dogs near the Museum of Natural History. And one day I kind of recognized Leland from sitting there every day at the same little park, and I said, were you from Hopkinton? Did you actually go to Hopkinton High? And she said, I did. I said, are you Leland Allen? And she said, are you Jennifer Bowen? And I said, oh my gosh. So that's kind of how we met. And then we, you know, grew a friendship and talked about what we did. And here we are.
Well, that led to the idea of in New Hampshire vacations for New York City dogs. Tell me about how that conversation evolved.
Well, it was originally the inspiration. Jennifer's dogs had moved to New York City from New Hampshire with her, and they had this great experience of being part-time in New York and then part-time up in New Hampshire. And so Jen originally had said, well, why can't dogs that I walk or, you know, just New York City dogs have that same opportunity? And so she brought it up with me, and so we built on it, and that's how it, and it also is a great opportunity for us to come home and hang out because we both just love New Hampshire and you need that break when you live in the city.
Both you and the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how did your clients react to this idea of going away for weekends in New Hampshire?
I think they were pretty excited.
Really?
We were talking about it originally and just going over a few things and saying that because it is such a unique concept, it's very different from anything that essentially already exists or is in place, that a lot of people were a little perhaps perplexed, we might say, in the beginning. And then when we described exactly that it was something in lieu of boarding and kind of a unique experience for dogs to be able to, you know, go to the country and have a great weekend if the people are away on vacation or if they're going away for business, they could send their dogs with us to go up in the country and explore some really fun things for
the weekend. What kind of things do they do?
We hike, we swim. What did we do yesterday? We swam in the Merrimack River, and we went to Portsmouth, and we walked around Portsmouth, and we got some yummy sorbet, a little bit of sorbet for everybody from Annabelle's, that great ice cream shop.
Yeah, know it well.
Yeah, love it. And we went on the beach because dogs are allowed on the beach after 7. So we went and we just played in the waves. Typically on one of our weekends, if it's not raining like it was on Saturday, we go to Beach Hill and we go and hang out with all the barnyard animals. And we'll hike around Lake Massapesic in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And we just go out and do it.
How do they react? I mean, I can just imagine dogs being let out, you know, for the first time on a leash.
Well, sometimes some of them are a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, we're free? Okay. And then they just go. But yeah, they definitely get into it. It doesn't take long for them to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, many, what we know about New Yorkers who hire their dog walkers, they probably are pretty well off without naming names. Who are some of your clients? What types of people? Are they busy professionals?
We really have a great eclectic mix of clientele, I would say. Everybody is a working professional, and we've got plenty of different people, but I think the main thing that everybody has in common is once we can get them to send their dog on the first trip, it's almost a no-brainer. Everybody sees when their dog comes back. They're happy. They're clean.
Yes,
they're
tired. Wash them. This is a great boon.
Everybody who really, really loves and understands their dog and their dog's happiness really understands after the first time they send them. If we can get them once, they always would love to have their dogs come back over and over. They really love it.
That's Jennifer Jill Bowen. I'm also speaking with Leland Allen. They run a business called Northward Hound. They bring New York City dogs to New Hampshire for the weekend. How much does it cost, actually, to do this?
We do both three-day and four-day weekends. The 3 days are $300 and the four-day are $400. That includes pickup and delivery back to the city, the bath, 2 full days of activity, and then a very exciting little swag bag that they go home with of all New Hampshire-made products, which we absolutely love.
Any particularly memorable instances when a city dog has just, you know, been completely overwhelmed by the rural environment?
I have one dog that I walk on a regular occasions, and he, I think it was the very, very first time he had ever seen the ocean.
Aww.
And if we had actually been able to videotape his excitement, he was looking back and forth. He was really like staring at the waves, trying to understand how they were going out and how they were coming in and what exactly is happening. And oh my gosh, it was hysterical to see his face. And it's so great to just be able to share with them so many different things that they don't have the opportunity to do on a regular basis, and just, you know, get them out and getting them to do fun and exciting things in the country.
So the 7 dogs that are with you this weekend that you brought to Portsmouth, yes, and you brought to the ocean and all, what I'm just wondering, you know, what do people do on the highway when you're driving around with a car full of 7 dogs?
Well, typically when we're in the car, they're all down. So nobody really sees us when we're on the highway. Sometimes they'll have like their noses sticking out of the window, and then people will kind of go by and smile. But for the most part, it's the excitement comes when we're unloading in different places. People will be like, "How do you get so many dogs in your car?" And it's actually quite funny.
Piling out like clowns. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Leland Allen and Jennifer Jill Bowen. They're founders of Northward Hound, a company that offers New York City dogs the opportunity to vacation in New Hampshire. For itineraries and photos from some of their excursions, you can visit wordofmouthradio.org. And after a quick check-in with the news, we'll hear about a much less friendly species that has invaded Arkansas's fishing country. This is Word of Mouth on NHPR.